This week on The Bottom Line, a social media meltdown, someone tries to replace me, and what if we send the Russian yachts to the Ukraine?
And this is The Bottom Line.
Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And this is The Bottom Line. Welcome. We love you guys. Really love you guys so much.
You.
This week's episode, we're going to be talking about a little bit of a meltdown. Where?
Big meltdown. LMC
That's the boss.
Yacht crew group.
The Fort Lauderdale Yacht Crew Group. We're also going to be talking about Nightwatch. Mm-hmm. And right before we jump into anything, I want to remind you guys, what are we doing in a week before the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show?
We are throwing a party.
We're throwing a party for you guys.
Yes,
please let us know if you're coming. It's going to be thousands of people. We're going to get giraffes and balloons and all this stuff. And our sponsors are going to chip in, and it's going to be great. It's going to be the biggest party Fort Lauderdale ever had. You guys can come and get smashed drunk. We don't care. You don't have to pay for it.
Nope.
Okay, we're working on that. All right.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge
yes.
accepted. Okay, so let's jump right into it. Boom, let's go.
Well, we have our sponsors.
Which are?
Marine Data Solutions, Salty Rex Crew Apparel, and Savvy Maritime Yachting Academy.
Okay, Marine Data Solutions. I've got 99 problems on board, but
the internet's not one of them.
And you know what else I don't have a problem with?
What's that?
Microphones. Thank you, guys.
You can hear us.
Salty Rags Crew Apparel. What do they do for us?
They keep us looking fly.
They keep her looking fly. They don't keep me looking fly. But don't forget, Dave also does extortion.
Linens.
Blackmail.
Towels.
And swag. Okay. he also does meritors. Okay.
Meritors.
All right. And listen, and Savvy Maritime Academy. These guys will make you go from zero to hero in 8 weeks. I guarantee mm-hmm. it. And they finance, too. This is a no-brainer, people.
Yes.
All right? You want to make more money? We're going to be talking about that in a minute. Go to Savvy. Mm-hmm. They finance. You don't have to pay them. If you get a job a month after you get out of class, which is 8 weeks long, you can pay it back then.
And do it then.
Okay.
There you
Let's go.
Go.
Yacht Industry News. Georgia. Yacht Industry News. All right, Yacht Industry News, what do we got?
Angelo had a meltdown.
We're not going to say his last name.
Fort Lauderdale Yacht Crew Group on social media.
He is a car cleaner.
Car cleaner, it's
but
a sailor.
I guess you're trying to, Angelo, I guess you're trying to break out into yachts. Okay, how much does Angelo charge to clean your boat?
To clean my car, he charges $500
a day. $500 mm-hmm. a day. Angelo, the car detail guy, and by the way, Angelo, I've seen pictures, I did some research. You are the man. Mm-hmm. You're a little, But listen, my cars, I love them perfect. The stuff you did to those cars are absolutely amazing. I would hire you in a second to clean my car, not my boat. Okay, I'll tell you why in a second. All right, but he had this little meltdown.
He did.
Okay, about day working.
Yes, and how we should not be new age slaves.
He calls day workers slaves. What does he think day workers should get paid?
He thinks that they should make at least $300 a day.
Angelo, $300 a day? Come on, mm-hmm. dude, That's $80,000 a year. How much does a cop in Florida make?
$45,000 a year.
A cop starting in Florida makes $45,000 a year. Why on God's given green earth do you think some guy who has no clue what he's doing make
$80,000?
No experience.
Yeah.
Okay, I also see, Angelo, again, you can wash my cars any day, dude, but I see a small chink in your business plan.
Yes.
Okay, you shouldn't go around telling your customers that they are a bunch of
rich yachties who can't tie their own laces.
Yes, shoelaces. And then when they tell you that you've tied your shoelaces wrong, you go ballistic. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where shoelaces came in. Okay. What else does, how does he feel about yacht owners?
How does he feel? Well,
yeah,
they,
he calls them a bunch of
MFers.
A bunch of miserable MFers with more money than they know what to do with.
That's
okay.
Good.
Now, mm-hmm. he also calls them tickers that are self-centered, mm-hmm. entitled, and as soon as you sense that, you're out of there and you'll never go back. So I guess that means you bail in the middle of the job.
Not good.
Angelo,
also not a good look.
Okay, you're new to yachting, and I really hope that you have a successful career, because if you can do what you do on the boats, what you do with the cars, you'll be fine. You'll make a ton of money. You can charge $500 a day. You own a company.
Mm-hmm.
You employ people to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Day working is not you. You are not a
different.
Day worker. Okay? Day workers are people that have no experience, and they come on board to do the crap jobs that nobody else wants to do. $300 a day, dude? That's 80 grand a year. Nobody... All right. Now, by calling yachties a bunch of takers that are self-centered and entitled... Who's feeling entitled? Okay, I'm not going to name names, but listen. You got it wrong on a couple of levels. First of all, Yachty's are not, owners are not Yachty's. Yachty's are the yacht crew. Mm-hmm. So you got to fix that little problem. Boat owners, we call boat owners. We don't call them Yachty's. No. Yachty's are us. Okay.
Yes, we
and
work.
I am not self-centered and entitled. I've worked for every single inch that I've gotten on this planet. Okay, now, what's he plan to do?
Well, he wants to plan a labor union for Yachty's with a 401k, health insurance, and all that good stuff that comes into play.
Yes, and it's going to be called the Real Deal Hustlers of SoFlo. 401k, health insurance, union, and how much is he going to charge everybody on the yachts?
$180.
That's not bad.
Per hour.
Per hour. Okay. Angelo, your next mistake was you said, oh, car dealerships charge $180 to fix your car, so you're going to, day workers should charge the same. Dude, that's not how it works. Okay, last time I checked, a day worker doesn't own a car dealership, have to make payments on the property and pay 40 people every month, whether cars come in to get worked on or not, they still need to get paid. There's a slight difference in that. I don't see the $180 an hour thing ever materializing. Now,
good luck.
Angelo, good luck. All, they say all press is good press. I'm not so sure in this situation, but you did make a name for yourself.
Yes,
okay,
did.
Now, I did some math, and here's what's happening, guys. We're all getting hit with inflation. Fuel, food, housing, everything's going up.
Everything.
I think it's so much higher up than the government's 9%, whatever it is, 7%. I think it's more like 25%. And I understand you guys are hurting. Everybody's hurting. Everybody's hurting. Everybody feels the pinch. But the answer is not to say, you're a millionaire, so you need to pay me more. That's the wrong argument.
It's the wrong angle.
It's the wrong angle. You cannot justify your wage based on the fact of how much money somebody else has. That's just not right. It doesn't work. Okay? Amy from Crew Unlimited, I'll quote her, and only because it's a public forum. Mm-hmm. She gave you a good example. You got a cashier's job available. Mm-hmm. Two people show up. One doesn't know anything, and one is a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to pay the guy with the doctor's degree more because he's a doctor. You are getting paid for what the job is, not what you know. Mm-hmm. All you people who are these perpetual day workers, full-time day workers, you should start a company, pay insurance, hire employees, and then you can make more money. Day working is not a career. There shouldn't be a living wage for day working. You're living in crew houses. You guys are going out partying every night. Trust me, there are a lot more people in the United States that are doing a lot worse than you. I'm going to put this in total perspective. A cop that gets paid what?
$45,000 a year.
That's $173 a day, 5 days a week. And I'm sure they work 10-hour shifts. $173, that's what a cop makes.
Mm-hmm.
And for all you people who say, oh, you'd rather go to McDonald's, all right, than day work. Let's break it down.
Let's
say go to McDonald's because the highest paid person at McDonald's is an assistant manager, somebody with no experience. $12.18 an hour. $12. $150 is $18 an hour. Those assistant managers make $97.44 an hour, and the people who are up front or the cooks make $11.52. This is not the same wages as McDonald's. Now, I'm sure you could find a McDonald's in Aspen that's paying $15 or $18 an hour, but there are no boats in Aspen.
Nope.
All right? Never go in and feel like you need to get paid X amount of dollars for this, that. Go in because you're worth it. Get in the day working to get a full-time job. This is not a career choice, people. All right? But now, bottom line does support $150 minimum.
Yes,
okay,
do.
By the way, another good quote from Mike Rabilio was, just because somebody's paying somebody X amount of dollars doesn't mean that they're going to employ you, okay? It's up to them that you get employed by them. They are not your employer until they actually hire you, all right? And the rate goes up and down based on supply. And unfortunately, day working is there's a huge supply of day workers, all right? Get your certificates, move up the ladder. Listen. You're not going to save a nickel. You're 22, 23 years old. You're going to be day working for a couple years. None of that money's going in the bank. You're going to be spending it all like crazy.
The next day.
Worry about what you're getting paid in 10 years. Work on, treat this as college. Treat this as university. Don't worry about the money. Okay, next, what do we got?
Next, well, we're talking about what the U.S. is hoping and planning to do with all the Russian yachts that have been seized.
Well, I think they're going to put them in charter fleet.
That would be nice.
What are they doing?
Well, they just voted. The House of Representatives just voted overwhelmingly last week to urge...
Angelo, come on! Come on! Jesus, $180 an hour? I'm just thinking that in my head. Who's going to pay $180 an hour for a deckhand? Dude! Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Back to the Russian yachts that are seized. They want to liquidate them and give them to back to Ukraine.
I think...
the money.
Okay, the U.S. has technically, I think, only seized one yacht in conjunction with the Spanish government. Mm-hmm. But I think they should park them all over the Black Sea and let the people live on it. I guarantee you nobody's going to get bombed on those yachts. There you go. That's the solution.
Russian yachts.
Russian yachts in the Ukraine, in the Black Sea. Put all the people on it, and nobody will bomb those yachts.
Don't say that.
They won't. They won't bomb those yachts. Because all the guys go, yo, Vladimir, man, my yachts. What, you going to bomb my yacht? Please, please. Oh, my God, what are they doing to the crystal? Oh, my God, my caviar. Next.
An option.
All right. Next.
Bottom feeders.
Georgia, cue the shark. All right. Bottom feeders. What do we got?
Bottom feeders. Well, check this out. I was out in Miami and I met this guy who looks exactly like
him. He looks nothing like me.
He looks exactly like him. You guys make your own decision.
Here, take a look at this. He, take a look.
I'm Christy.
And I'm Doug.
And this is the bottom line.
Audition for your job.
Yeah. He's trying to take my job. Great. That's awesome. Okay, but anyway, thanks for watching the show. What's his name?
Thanks, Chuck.
Chuck. All right, next. What else we got?
Oh, we have Adam, the captain of Motor Yacht Ammonite and the Abacos.
He's in the Abacos. Adam, thanks for watching. Appreciate it. Adam gave me a big report on what's going on in the Abacos. I'm sure you guys are concerned after the hurricanes, and it's been real slow. So I'm going to decide for all the info, and I'm going to report that next week. Next.
You really are going quickly. We have Don on the New River.
Oh, my God. Don, dude. Hey, long time no see. Glad you watched the show. I'll tell you, I'm driving down the Ritter and people are screaming at me. And I'm like, oh my God, did I just kill somebody? And he's like, no, hey.
Probably.
All right. And a big thanks to all the people who sent us photos. We're out on an owner trip and, it's really cool. They sent us. So here's some of the pictures that they sent.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, Renaissance on the move. Okay. So we're going to go into Crew Corner. Who sponsors Crew Corner?
Crew Haven.
Crew Haven. What's Crew Haven do?
Crew Haven provides housing for crew to get rested like the guests.
Well, guess what?
LMC.
Guess what? So does Broward County Municipal Jail. It's right on the water. I've never figured it out. If you go to that jail, that county jail, and you can see the boats go by and the girls in the bikini, that's
you
enough to...
You cannot compare
crew
housing
I'm not.
That.
Jamie will do anything you want. Don't forget. Okay, storm in the middle of the night, the house is not going to drag anchor. You don't even have to get up. You don't have to go outside and double up the lines on your cars.
Nope.
Okay, you don't have to stand a night watch, which is really important in Crew Corner. Okay, you don't have to, you know what, just go to sleep. There's no galley watch.
No.
Nothing.
There's nothing.
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 Clowns, all that kind of crap. Check out Jamie at 1501, crewhaven1501.com. They were formed in 1501, second trip Columbus came over. Okay, so do the, what do we got? The... cannon, cue the cannon, boom. Crew Corner, give it to me.
Well, here at the bottom line, we just want to reemphasize that we support the 150 minimum wage.
Per day, 8-hour day. We support the minimum.
Yes.
Pay more, please, we do. Okay, go ahead, next.
Do. And we were talking about Night Watch.
Ooh, I love that show. It was on in the 70s.
It was.
Yeah.
I wasn't born yet, so I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about watches, so I figured I would move up to the bridge. Before I get started, can anybody tell me what that flag means? If you know what that flag means, you can tell me what day of the week it is. Put it down in the comments if you know. All right, what we're talking about are night watches, specifically CFR 4615-855, cabin watchmen and fire patrolmen. Now, why is this an issue? Well, unfortunately, the dive boat Conception, which is a subchapter T vessel, burned to the waterline, and 34 people lost their lives. One of the reasons why they had such a problem is because they did not follow their rules as a subchapter T to be having someone on watch all night. It was a terrible, terrible loss of life. And this is important for you guys. The captain now has been charged with seaman's manslaughter, and that carries a sentence of 10 years. He's been charged on 34 counts of it. That means that's 34 times 10 years. This, he's in big trouble. And you know what? By all accounts, he was a great captain, great dive boat captain. And now this guy's fighting for his freedom. That's for a whole nother, that's for a whole nother thing. But so how's this figure out with how's this pertain to yachts and what we do? Now, CFR 4615-855, cabin watchman and fire patrolman. I'm just going to read the first paragraph. Any vessel carrying passengers at night, the master person in charge has to maintain a suitable watch in the vicinity of the cabins or staterooms on each deck to guard against or to give alarm in case of fire or any other danger. So technically, if you're carrying passengers, like a UPV, like half the yachts out there are doing, you need to have a 24-hour watch. That's it. Now, it's okay. There are certain exceptions. And let me, before I go into the exceptions, this CFR is like reading spaghetti. It's very difficult. We looked at it five different ways. We actually called the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard gave us, they're like, wow, you know, you could be right. We don't know the answer. The Coast Guard literally told us, we don't know the answer. We're going to call the Coast Guard's lawyer, law division. The Coast Guard lawyer is going to call the bottom line back, call Georgia, the producer, and we're going to get a definitive answer. So we're going to follow up on this. But I'm going to read the CFR the way it's written now, and you guys can, you know, use this as your own educational purposes. Okay. Now, you have to have a watchman, except in paragraph C, when the vessel is not more than 300 gross tons, and all these criteria have been met. Fire detectors are located in each machinery space and fuel tank. All broilers, grills, and deep-fried fryers are fitted with grease extraction fans. Heat and smoke detectors are located in the galley and the cruise quarters and the berthing. High water alarms are located in each space with a through-hull fitting, and that's below the waterline. Every marine machinery bilge space, shaft alley, and watertight compartments with a non-watertight hatch to the main deck. Each alarm has an audible and a visual alarm indicator at the normal operating station. And if that is not the normal place where people hang out, when not underway, an alternative location must be provided for the crew. Okay? Now, this one's also crazy, but if the vessel is not underway for no more than 12 hours in a 24-hour period, and the master of the vessel has chosen not to operate to operate with a less than three watch system in accordance with another CFR, which is manning requirements. Now, what's all this mean? I'm going to take Renaissance for example. We have all the fire alarms in the galley. We have smoke alarm. We have heat alarms. We have heat alarms in the engine room. Every guest cabin has a fire alarm. All our fire alarms are wired in together. We have bilge alarms. Okay, we check all the boxes here, including our annunciator panel. Okay, the annunciator panel is tied into everything. And if an alarm goes off or a high water alarm goes off, this is going to light off and it's going to tell me exactly where it is. Now, we don't live up in the wheelhouse, so when I had this boat built, I put another annunciator panel down in the cruise quarters because of this. When I built the boat, I looked at it and I go, oh, better do that. So we fit all the criteria. The other criteria is, well, you know, we don't have a grill, we don't have a broiler, and we don't have a deep fryer. We have a stove, and our grill's upstairs, up in the air, as most yachts. So by reading this, I think that we classify not to have a watch system at night. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. We have one anyway, all right, because we try and go the extra mile. We try and you know, cover all bases. So, yeah, my crew don't like it, but we run when we have passengers on board, especially when we're anchoring out or something like that. Yeah, our crew's up all night. Somebody is on fire patrol and anchor watch patrol. I know that's going to be tough on, say, an 80-foot boat with a couple of crew, but if you don't have all these things listed as an exception, you could get in a lot of trouble if you're carrying passengers and, like, well, you could say, well, I'm on a little pleasure boat. We're doing a bare boat. Yeah, but you know what? If you're operating in the Bahamas or the Caribbean, a lot of charter brokers do not like using a bare boat agreement, and they will send over a commercial agreement. Captains, you need to check what agreement you're under. This happens all the time. If you're not in the U.S., you don't need to have the bare boat agreement. They'll send a commercial contract. You might not even know about it. So if something goes wrong, the first thing the lawyer's going to say is, where's our contract? Cap, do you know you're operating our commercial operation here? Because this is what the contract reads. Did you know that you need a watch system? And did you know you don't have a fire panel, an annunciator panel? I think this is your fault. You guys have to cover your bases, all right? Every operation's different. I'm not telling you what to do. I want you to read this CFR because, Christ, it's like reading crayons on wax paper. We're going to get a definition for it. What I want you to take away with this is you got to at least know where you stand, and you need to make – anybody needs to do as much as they possibly can to protect the safety of your passengers as captain. Dude, everybody – It falls on these shoulders, those four stripes. Driving the boat's the easy part. Let me tell you, I drive the boat 10% of the time. I manage the crew 40% of the time. The other 50% of the time is I literally spend in compliance and try and make sure that everything in the operation is up to snuff. That's a real captain's gig, not just stand behind the wheel for 4 hours a day. So check out your operation, make changes if you have to. One more thing, because of the Conception fire and loss of life, the Coast Guard 2 weeks ago, actually about a week and a half ago, put out a notification that they are changing this, and this could very easily affect yachts. I'm talking about the Night Watch. They mentioned it by name. So we'll cover that once that comes out. But, of course, the CFR could be years down the road. So to recap, check your operation. Check what you're doing for safety. Check to see if your boat's in compliance for not having a Night Watch. Run a Night Watch anyway so you can sleep better at night like we do. All right. Even if you're a bare boat, it doesn't matter. Loss of life is loss of life. Don't get yourself in that situation of 10 counts of seaman's manslaughter times 10 or 12 guests on board. Okay? I don't want to be all doom and gloom. I'm trying to protect you guys. That's it for the bottom line. Christy's actually down below serving the boss drinks, so I'm going to do the thing for her. This is the bottom line, and I'm Doug, and Christy's down below. Boom.